I'm going to try to create a trailer for this today. So I'm going to remove you from the stage real quick. I'm going to do an intro. And you pronounce it Shinhav or Shinhav? How do you pronounce it?
Yeah, Shinhav.
Okay. This is Big Skinny with the Podcheck Studio in Fort Worth, Texas. And man, I tell you what, we are really excited about things that are going on with our conservative podcast network group on Facebook. And if you guys want to get involved with that, that's a really good thing to get involved with. You know, if you look around us, our country is going to Hades in a handbasket. And so we are trying to find folks with a conservative voice that want to get their message out there and help get this country back on track. And today we have that somebody. We have a young lady, Megan Kerr. She's working with a group called Shinhav. And man, they are on fire about getting conservative officials elected to office. And we're going to talk to her today about this Shinhav and what it's all about and what they're doing there in Washington, D.C. Let's welcome Megan Kerr. Hey, Megan, how are you doing today?
Good. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, I'm glad to have you on board. I know that you have become a member of our conservative podcast network. You were emailing me, telling me y'all were trying to get the message out about what you're trying to do. So tell us a little bit about the idea behind Shinhav and how it got started.
Absolutely. So Shinhav is an online networking platform, networking and campaigning platform. For conservatives, right centrists, and libertarians, independents to gather together candidates who are running for office. They are able to get the support they need from voters or organizations who also join the platform. So basically uniting all of these great minds, whether you're running for office or you're supporting people who are running for office, this platform is designed to get everybody together, but then also equip all of these candidates, voters, organizations with A to Z resources, anything that they will need to even the playing field in states like Illinois, where I'm from, and Washington, D.C., then also New York, California. We're seeing all these states that are having, obviously, the right wing is having a hard time finding victory in these states. So that is a really big focus for us. We're trying to get local and state candidates all of the resources they need and really trying to activate the grassroots in a very simple way online. Anybody can do it.
So let's say someone was running for office there in California. You know, they're, like you said, the right wing's having a hard time gaining traction in states like California, but you can look around California, see how well things are going there. And it's really just horrible, deplorable. When you look at the great city of San Francisco, what it's turned into, but it seems like the right wing's still having a hard time gaining traction. So you talk about grassroots. What would you guys do for some newcomer politician wanting to come into California and try to win a seat where he could start making a change?
Absolutely. We're able to provide things like donation platforms and also be able to spread the word on social media, be able to market them, anything that can be advantageous to them, getting out like volunteers to go door to door, spreading the word just through email blasts, text blasts. This platform has it all. So wherever a candidate is struggling to bridge that gap, we are able to help fill that. We have everything they need to fill whatever needs they have. If like in Illinois, if somebody's running in Cook County, you know that that's going to be a hard time. So if they're having trouble raising funds, then we're going to be equipped at Shinhav to be able to help give them those funds that maybe they need to buy signs, maybe they need to buy, or they need to pay some of their staff. And so we're able to help with any need possible.
So some people might look at the name and be a little intimidated by the name, but tell folks what the word Shinhav means in Hebrew.
Yes, absolutely. So Shinhav in Hebrew is, it means ivory, and it represents, represents excellence, power, and we're really trying to promote that excellence. We're really trying to give that conservative revival because right now, like you said, we're having a really hard time in a lot of different places throughout the United States. So because we're trying to build this platform that meets all these needs, we're trying to help candidates and voters be empowered with all of the resources and all of the support they need. And in that way, conservatism will be revived. It will be back in style, and these candidates will actually see victory. And that way, conservatism will be associated with excellence and victory for once in a very long time.
So tell folks about your experience in this field as far as politics and that. So tell how you got started in it.
So I come from a very right-wing family. I was raised with the idea to make sure you read the primary sources. So I got started when I was 16, volunteering for Ted Cruz's presidential campaign. And then after that, I went to Hillsdale College, and there I received an excellent education where we read the Federalist Papers, we read the Constitution, we read all of these documents that influenced the founding of America and why federalism is so important, that balance of power. And so after that, I actually got really involved in the pro-life movement. And that's a lot of my background is pro-life communications. I started doing internships in college with an organization called Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America, formerly known as the Susan B. Anthony List. I did a lot of work with Students for Life and their C4 Action Arm, Students for Life Action. And then I started doing more community activism with a local Rights Life group in the northwest corner of Indiana. And now I'm getting involved with Shinhav. I was approached by someone who was looking for someone experienced in social media, and that was a lot of my backgrounds. And now I'm here, and I really believe in this mission, and that's why I'm trying to help this organization and trying to raise it from as a baby startup to what we envision it's going to be.
So Shinhav is not quite off the ground yet as far as the website and everything. Can you tell folks when that will be ready to launch?
Absolutely. That will be ready to launch in about 2 weeks. Right now we're trying to prepare for that launch by recruiting social media influencers and podcasters to help us get ready for that launch with getting the word out on social media, especially, but through their own podcasts, email blasts, trying to spread this information throughout the network. So we're hoping when the launch comes in April, that we'll have a really strong presence already. And then that way, then we can hit the ground running and get this revival started.
I'll tell you, one of the things that you said that excites me is the pro-life movement. I am a big proponent of that. You know, I come from, let's give you a little of my background. My real dad was shot and killed when I was about a year and a half old. My real mother decided she didn't want kids. You know, at any point in time, she could have decided long before that she just didn't want kids, you know, but luckily for me, I had an aunt and uncle. My dad's brother adopted me and my two siblings and raised us three along with his three, which those three are my brothers and sisters by all rights. But I'm a heavy believer of the pro-life movement just for that fact, because I could have been one of those statistics.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So I appreciate what you're doing, and I appreciate you jumping on board with the Conservative Podcast Network, and we're going to do everything we can to help you get your message out and about. Do you guys ever plan on coming to Texas anytime soon?
You know what? When we hit the ground running, we believe that the sky's the limit. So where a lot of us are based in DC right now, I work remotely in Central Illinois. So, you know, we could be across the whole nation. And that is part of our vision, is to expand everywhere and be someday maybe even global.
That's awesome. You guys keep us in the loop with everything you're doing. We'd love to help promote your cause. We'd love to help promote your cause. We think what you're doing is a great thing.
Wonderful. I really appreciate being on here and being able to share about what we're doing and our vision. We're very excited.
Yes, ma'am. All right. Well, that is it. Thank you so much, Megan, for stopping in and sharing your vision. And, you know, I'm excited to meet the rest of y'all's, and that's Texas term, y'all's, in case you don't know. I want to meet the rest of y'all's group. So anytime you guys want to pop on and introduce yourself, we would love to have you back.
Awesome. Yeah, I'll definitely let them know. I'm sure they would love to meet everybody.
And I'll send you a couple of messages in your Facebook, a couple of podcasts you can hop on. These guys would love to have you on board and love to have you talk about your program as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, the more the merrier.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.